next public hearing was change of zone number 1672, PGS Properties LLC.
Well, gentlemen, I have a motion made up, but I'd like to get everybody else's comments on what the town of Dyersburg comments were and see what you all think.
Mr. Chairman?
Sir.
Well, my concern is that I know the county's been working diligently with the local towns in terms of coming up with memos of understanding and trying to develop some cooperative efforts between zoning. So I would be inclined to defer per the request of the town of Dyersburg, and out of respect to the county administration that's been working with the local towns to develop these MOUs. I have no problems with the project going forward, and certainly I would vote in favor of the approval of these projects, given what's happening in the adjoining properties. But it from a spirit of cooperativeness and working in conjunction with the other towns, that's my sentiments.
Hey, let me follow that one up. On the hearing that was theirs with the neighboring property, did the town show up? I wasn't here.
No.
The consultant was here.
The consultant was here, I guess, yeah.
And we had a letter.
Yeah, and we had a letter.
And we acted on that earlier.
I agree with everything Mr. Johnson said, except I don't see any reason why we shouldn't go ahead and do it, for the simple fact that there's nothing. I mean, they have no apparent objection to the zoning. They didn't state anything. They didn't have anybody here to talk to us this evening, and I don't think that our acting on it is going to be any indication that we're not respectful of any of the efforts that have taken place, because we are. But in this instance, I think everybody knows what's going to happen. We're going to put it off 2 weeks or a month, and we're going to turn around and do whatever it is we were going to do tonight. So
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, but I appreciate that Mr. Johnson put on the record that we do have a concern and respect for the towns and their everyone's efforts at intergovernmental coordination, which is part of the land use plan, and we are all trying to do that. I don't know that we really need to hold this particular applicant up to prove that, though. So, but that's just me.
Well, one thing you could note is that if there's a favorable recommendation, is that there's nothing wrong with the commission's still suggesting, after you make a recommendation on a rezoning, that the applicant still work with the town.
That's true. And we're making a recommendation. The council can certainly not going to do anything.
They won't act on it
before
the
18th anyway.
Anyhow.
Yeah, before the 18th anyhow. But I think your point's well taken.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm glad that Mr. Johnson brought that up, because something that I heard another public hearing tonight about some members of the public not having faith and not feeling as though they were heard. And I think we need to send out the signal that people are heard, that, as you said, sometimes with the applications that we have to act on them. On this PGS, we have two separate applications. And the one application, I think, only involves, what,
0.64
of an acre, where the preponderance of that one property is already zoned historically, as Mr. Lang pointed out, commercial.
Well, thank you for that information.
I don't know if that helps you very much, Mr. Gordy, but
appreciate it.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
You may.
Based upon our discussion that we've had tonight, I have no problem with voting in favor of this project, if that's the inclination of Mr. Gordy and his motion. Not having heard it, I'm sorry, I presume that you were recommending approval, but if you are,
well, we're going to find out. Yeah. We're going to find out, because he has a motion. He might be deferring it. You never can tell.
I know.
And we've had all this discussion for nothing. Go ahead, Mr. Gordy.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of CZ 1672 for BTS Properties LLC, based upon the record for the following reasons. 3.58 acres of the property is already zoned C1. By rezoning the remaining 7.13 acres to CR1, the commercial zoning will be consistent with the property's boundaries. According to the comprehensive land use plan, this property is in the development district. Its proposed zoning is appropriate in such an area. The property is adjacent to and partially within the 500-foot commercial corridor along Route 113. It is an extension of that corridor. The rezoning is consistent with other areas uses in the area, including those at the intersection of US 113 and 26. This rezoning to create a uniform commercial zoning on this property will not adversely affect traffic or neighboring properties.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1672 PGS Properties LLC for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried.